is Radio Freedom.
Hello and welcome to Show 12. We have some Chemical Brothers remix, we have some Devo remix, and some DJ Foo.
This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. Holding your living money, cashing in the middle of life. This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. This is a radio crash. Everybody hold on tight!
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. Hope all of you are well. Unfortunately, I am not, which is I've been suffering from food poisoning over the last couple of days. So I've been wanting to do another show, but I've just been sort of wrapped up in bed and not doing very much at all. So as I said, we've got some Chemical Brothers remixed, something from the new Chemical Brother remix albums, the Flip the Switch, later on the show. We've got some Devo remixed, as I promised. I was a bit embarrassed by finding approximately 1 minute 20 seconds worth of Devo bootleg in the last show. So I found a couple of them now. I like to, if I get challenged and such a thing, I like to actually, complete on the deal. And also, we have some Jim O'Rourke, and we have a few other things wrapped up into the show. I'll keep them a secret. Oh, and we have History and Mashups at the end, which is about Steve Reich. So, firstly, I think we'll have to play a track by The Who Boys, because it's an exclusive to the show. It's a long version of Fun and Bass. I don't know if people remember, but I was saying how I'd love a long version of this, and they did one. They did one just for me, which is great. So here you are. It's Fun and Bass, the full length mix.
We'll be right back.
That was Who Boys with Fun and Bass, the full-length version. As I said, that's exclusive to the show, so thank you. Thank you all the Who Boys. I saw them last Saturday, and they definitely rocked. I mentioned this in the January special, the last show, but they did rock, as you probably hear. I was a bit distant and a bit less chatty as usual, with some of you probably saying great, but the reason was that I was a bit kind of spaced out, sort of being up all night. And no, it's good. It was a good time. I had a good time. So definitely go to see them. They'll be playing. Should do my research. They'll be playing at the on the February the 2nd. I think that'll be the next show that they're doing. Let me double check. Here we are. They will be playing at the Hobgoblin at 274 Holloway Road, London, N19, on the Friday, the 4th of February. On the 4th, I always get that wrong. 8:30 to 12:30, free entry. So go and make it down there. I recommend it greatly. It's sort of very sort of dub, drum and bass, and go to dance. I would recommend it. Any more people dancing, because it's that kind of thing. It certainly needs people going nuts. Definitely. So I'm just preparing my next little track to play. As I said, I felt really bad that I didn't have any better Devo to play, and actually dug around a bit and found a track by Party Ben that uses a bit of Devo. And then Go Home Productions goes and releases, I'm sure it's a boot I've heard before in another mix, like a WFMU mix. I'm not totally sure about that, so I might be wrong. But he goes and releases a mix with Freedom of Choice as well. So here are the two together. The waves keep on crashing on me for some reason. But your love keeps on coming like the thunder. Let's just keep on dancing. That was Go Home Productions with Lose My Freedom, which is a mix of Lose My Breath by Destiny's Child and Freedom of Choice by Devo. And before that was Inked Out Hellomaniac, which is Incubus versus No Good's No Good? Hella Good by No Doubt. I'm getting confused. Easy done for me. You can get the Go Home Production track at www.gohomeproductions.co.uk, and you can get, I don't know where you can still get the Party Bend track from, because it doesn't tend to hold very new tracks up there. It might be up there. Try www.partybend.com. I don't think it's up there at the moment. He usually drops that tracks into six mixes as well. He does these long sort of half hour mixes, or the 60 minute mixes. Maybe 60. Sorry, my brain's gone. It's just food poisoning. I was checking out the Go Home Productions website. I mean, it's just turning a little bit into the Go Home Productions show at the moment, because he is on a roll. We played Live and Nullified in the last show, we're playing it again on this show, you know, and it's both his latest releases of that week or that couple of days. Certainly, people have been saying return to form, and I think certainly that's very true. I think he's seems to be, I don't know, just having more fun with it. I just think it's cool. I was checking out his blog, and there's stuff about his band that used to be a band called Chicane. I don't know if many of you know this about Mark. He used to be in a sort of a indie post shoegazing band about the same sort of time as Radiohead. Wonderstuff, people like that, I kind of dimly remembered the name from the NME when he mentioned it. I'm thinking Chicane, because I was reading the NME at the time, but of course I hadn't really heard much of singles, because I wasn't really listening to things just sort of the same kind of the shows that played that kind of music. I wasn't actually generally into indie music at that time very much. I was a bit, but I was mostly into sort of dance and sort of, you know, the end of the house scene the first time around. But anyway, here's a track, a little excerpt from his track by Chicane called Inflammable. That's Mark on guitar. he's got this whole history of Chicane on his blog that he set up. I'll put that in the show notes. I won't read that out here, but it is linked from his main website. But it's like, wow, that's Mark on guitar. Wow, that's Mark, his first kind of brush with fame. But I think from what I think, it's much bigger now. Definitely much bigger now than he was then. But certainly, it's obviously must be quite different. But it was cool to hear some of the tracks. I mean, some of them. I think someone made a comment on the blog about, yeah, some I had that on one of my sort of free singles, and I realised why I hadn't remembered it. But that the Shack track Inflammable is quite good. No, it's got MP3s on there, so check them out. Now I'm going to play a really amazing track by DJ Food, or part of, because it goes on for like 50 minutes. I don't know if some of you are XFM listeners, but he did something called Raiding the 20th Century, which was sort of like a super chunk or a long mix. It was probably the longest super chunk I remember, because it was actually 40 minutes odd. And it was almost like the history of mashups things I've been doing, but kind of like it compressed into 40 minutes of just like, if you liked Introspection, if you like, it was almost like a kind of an art school Jive Bunny approach. It was very much like that. because you've got like he starts off with all a sort of with a lot of the mashup greats, and it was very very eclectic because you had people who were well known, people not so well known, and it was, you know, obviously very kind of personal about what stuff he liked. But then it moves on to kind of the history, and you got, you know, you had quotes from Burroughs and whatever. And what he's done is he's expanded it to about nearly 60 minutes, which is on his website. I think only the BitTorrent is up because he's been hammered by back for bandwidth again. This time he seems to have teamed up with Paul Morley, because it was originally based on a book by him, or I think it was something to do with a book by him, and now he must have got Paul Morley, or Paul Morley's offered to actually read bits of the book over the top. So you've got this sort of very sort of multi-layered approach, but it's a very good intro. If any of you are sort of interested by the history of mashups and what's going on, and I've been getting quite a lot of feedback that you are, check out this mix. It's kind of like, it is a bit Trainspotty, like, oh, there's that one, there's that one, there's that one. And I know a fair amount of them, and there is a track listing on there, and it's almost like you probably could gain a lot of experience just by going and downloading everything on that list, pretty much. But this is the stuff which is very rare. I'm going to play about a couple of minutes of this. Enjoy.
Mr. Kent thought Ray's hobby of collecting unusual noises would make a good feature story. I agree.
Sit down, I'll play you some of the things that I've got. I keep all my sounds cataloged in here. Now this first one is one of my favorites.
Tonight we are slaves to no one, except the rhythm.
But quietly or loudly, homeless in the home. It's from the home, which is nowhere in sight unless it's your own, that the art of the bootleg mix appears. whereby anonymous raiders of the 20th century, or bastards, armed with a decent hard drive, a lust for life, a love of music that borders on the diseased, and a warped sense of humour, mash up tracks taken off the internet, twist genres across themselves, and rewrite musical history in a way musicians would never think of. Access on the internet to a cappella vocals and instrumental backing tracks means that home bodies, who are all in the mind, can ignore legalities and logic and all manner of niceties and splice together any music that takes their fancy. Destiny's Child's horny bootalicious is masked in with Nirvana's holy smells like teen spirit to create smells like booty.
Saturday, early afternoon. High spring light through new green. A language it seems I have forgotten, but which I'll remember soon enough when the first pages are turned in the Appalachian Book of the Dead. The empty ones, the ones about the shining and stuff. The darkness, mother abyss, the shadow whispered, abolish me, make me light. And so it happened. Rumor of luminous bodies. The face on the face of the water became no face.
That was Minus Kelvin. There is this blog called Minus Kelvin, and that was one of the tracks off it. He does like it's like a podcast, but it's an e-music podcast. So actually, It sends you, whenever he completes a track or a theme track, like he did at Christmas, sends you it through. And that's called Saturday Early Afternoon. And I love that. It's very sort of chilled electronica. And I just love the way that works. And it's sort of very sort of softly flowing and makes you think of and more of a Sunday afternoon, actually, in my case. But it works really well. And before that was DJ Food with Reading the 20th Century. I excerpted about three, four minutes of that. Now, big breath, that included tracks from Evolution Control Committee, Go Home Productions, Turn Out the Light Slave, Give Me Some Rhythm, Go Home Productions, Work It Out with the Foxy Lady, Beyonce, Crazy in Love, The Podge Mix, Scatter, Diddy, Wobbly, Yo 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 Hey, French Burke and Son, Sound at the Club, Lemon Jelly, Soft Rock, which in the background used the beat and some of the echoing from De Sicco's Billie Jean Hands Dancehall edit, and at the end, behind Paul Molly, was People Like Us, Nobody Does. And it just works as a kind of a whole introduction of that sort of bit in itself. Probably goes the whole, it goes from Evolution Control Committee and People Like Us sort of originators. And it's interesting that Evolution Control Committee are on Sealand and for that release, of course, it's Negative Land's label. And you've got Go Home Productions, you've got Podge, and Scatter, so you've got all the glitch, and you've got French Burke and Son, more like kind of the fun, silly pop type thing, but also they do all the electronic stuff as well, and Lemon Jelly, so you've got like cred musicians doing bootlegs as well. Now I'm going to move on to the Chemical Brothers remix album. They sort of sneakily did this. Well, not sneakily, that sounds really naughty. No, but sort of sneaked it out there on Monday, the same day as the new Chemical Brothers Push the Button is being released. So not sneaky in a good way. They did the same thing with the Prodigy album, Prodigy Remixed, and generally improved on the album. A lot of the fans were quite disappointed with the album, and it seemed to improve on a lot of tracks. I listened to the tracks, and there was a couple of, I can't say I liked everything on the Prodigy Remix, but there's a couple of tracks there that I really, really liked. And liked a lot more than any of the recent Prodigy stuff to date. I think it's the same with the Chemical Brothers album, although I haven't heard a lot of the other tracks, I've only heard Galvanize. I'm going to play a track by Len Lowe. You've got to go to the website to download this, and it's for all for charity, so donate, just like Prodigy Remixed and London Booted and Park Spiced were. The website is www.chemicalbrothersremix.com. And the charity is, of course, I think it's two charities, but of course it's to Tsunami Appeal, it's DEC, Disaster Emergency Committee, who are sort of donated a while back and just after the tsunami. So it's all for a good cause. And it's interesting. There's about two or three tracks I like on there, and the rest, not my thing, but I love this track so much. It's Len Lowe, and it's called Surface to Wear, and it includes his sister, Katie Len Lowe, on vocals. And it definitely is a more of a mashup mix.
Thank you.
was Surface to Air by Lenlo. Of course, the tracks included in that are Chemical Brothers, not sort of the bassline from 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins, Across the Universe, sung by Katie Enlow, but obviously originally the Beatles. And certainly a lot of the other tracks are sort of more from the dance remix world and don't float my boat as much, but I certainly love that. I love there's all these different... all these different things sort of thrown in. It works really, really well. It's very, very kind of eclectic, but it's sort of really very uplifting at the end. And we're getting towards the end of the show. And sorry about DJ Fridge or something. Something keeps crackling and popping in the background and also interfering with the Lie River as well, causing hissy noises. And I don't know what it is. Certainly, I don't really have a professional studio here, and I have to try and work out exactly what it is. It's not the monitor. I think it's computer, which is a bit of a problem since that's what I play the audio through. So sorry if there's the odd crack and popple, pop and crackle in the middle of recording sometimes. That's what it is, unfortunately. So I'm going to end on another track and then go straight on to the history of mashups after that. So you can find out more about the show notes, where to get various things, including the Minus Kelvin blog and links to a lot of the tracks at the blog, which is http://www.mutantpop.net/radioclash/. And you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. You can also MSM me as well at tim@tjbaker.co.uk. Or on various other, I'm on AIM as Tim Bear Cub 73. I'm on other ones as Tim Bear Cub, all one word. So you can contact me in many ways. I'm not going to say my Skype because I might take it off because I haven't had any calls from anyone I know, and it's a bit kind of like, I know it's a bit bizarre, but you know, it's like having a phone there and you want to get calls from strangers. It's a bit weird. You know, and they're all kind of using the technology, going, "Oh, I just got this. Oh, who should I call? Random person." And it's a bit odd. I'm now going to play a track which is a cover by Jim O'Rourke, which is a cover of the Eye of a Cutler classic. I was tempted to actually play the original. I actually have my original in the play folder, but this one, I listened to it and thought, actually, I really, really want to play the Jim O'Rourke version, so I thought I'd play it as a, not exactly a crazy cover, although certainly it's more of an unexpected cover, and it works really well. So I'll play this, and then I'll do History of Mashups after that.
Thank you.
fun thing to ask just before I go into the history of mashups. Whatever happened to Jim O'Rourke? Because he's if you look at his website, the last release he had from him was his list as being 2001, and there's a lot of them were re-releases, I think. So I'd love to know whatever happened to him. I know he was being some like guitar player for the Sonic Youth or something like that, but whatever happened to him? I saw him live in the Victoria Albert Hall. Elizabeth Hall in the South Bank in London. It was very, very good. Very, very good. That was just after that album had come out, the Eureka album. And I just got into it and loved it. And I think I heard that on a compilation, that track, and thought, I have to have the album. So I'm now going to go into the history of mashups. I hope all of you are well. I'm now going to spend lots of time trying to work out what that annoying hissing noise is coming from. And I will see you all soon, or speak to you all soon. Well, not really seeing you. Okay, speak to you soon. Bye.
The history of mashups.
Today's history of mashups, number four, is about Steve Reich. You can hear in the background one of his tunes, which is Music for Mallet Instruments and Voices from 1973, which is actually one of my favourite Steve Reich tracks. I'm a big fan of Steve Reich. He was born in 1936. He studied drumming when he was 14 with the New York Philharmonic Orchestra, which obviously had a big influence on him. Took degrees in philosophy and studied composition at Juilliard and Mills College, and has always had an influence and interest in Balinese and African music. In 1966, he started with his own ensemble, and they started experimenting at the same time with tapes and also performances such as drumming and clapping. He's very interested in gradual changing patterns over time, and also later on he invented a very early version of time stretching, which is the progressive increase of each of the note values over time, because apparently he wanted to do a piece called Slow Motion Music, which was gradually slower recorded sound without altering its pitch or timbre, which that sounds like time stretching to me. So he obviously wanted to delay take the tools that he was using for things like It's Gonna Rain and Come Out over time. Now, just a second, I will play the most famous thing, or the most famous track that people know about his early work is a track called Come Out, which is formed from some recordings that he's done around a interviewing about a riot that happened. I don't know if it was Watts, I mean it was about 1966, it was one of the race riots. And what he found was that if he looped each of the tapes, that he could actually bring them in and out of phase. He was using sort of several tapes at once. I'll play a little bit of it. I mean, the piece is about 10 minutes, and what's happening is he's actually slowly slowing down several recordings of the same phrase, which is Come Out and Show Them, which was about coming to show them that the bruised blood is coming out, obviously of an injury through the race riots. So there's a whole kind of social aspect to what he's doing, but this is probably quite a key piece, because he developed this kind of thing doing it live. We talked about Stockhausen taking what he was doing and making live versions of it. So Steve Reich was very interested in this idea of taped recordings, but also the interplay between several recordings and several layers at once, causing different effects. I mean, you can hear that in Balinese music, the idea that you've got heterodynes and different frequencies interact with each other. So after this, he also did a work called Different Trains, which is jumping forward a little bit. This is from 1988. And from a mash angle, it's taking the similar idea of taking a piece of work and and affecting samples or pieces of sound. In this work, he was actually taking the pattern of voices and affecting that in the orchestra. So it was all about the different trains that were happening in 1940s between America and Europe, and obviously there's a reference to the Holocaust, and he actually had samples from survivors, which was playing back from a Casio FFZ1, so a sort of early sort of 8-bit sampling, but great for voices. This is a Kronos Quartet doing this version.
Crack train from New York. 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 New York.
As you can hear, he's very interested in actually taking the patterns of sound, of actual sounds of things, and using sampling and those sort of things. He's also done a later work called City Life, which was doing similar things, but taking more samples of what happened around the, I think it was the, yeah, it was the Oklahoma bombing, but also mixing those sounds just found locally, you know, things like horns and sirens and things like that, but also creating a sound collage out of those. Now you're thinking, oh, this is all very, very arty, and what's this got to do with me? You will have heard tracks by Steve Reich, but you probably didn't realise you'd heard them. I'll just play you a track by him called Electric Counterpoint, which is with Pat Metheny, which was his counterpoint. Again, has the idea of layers. You have like 10 people, or sorry, you have 10 recordings of the same person, and then there's one live recording over the top. So he did, I think, a New York counterpoint in the mid-80s with someone, a clarinetist, doing the same thing, and this is with electric guitar. Now, it's obviously very African-influenced, but it's interesting how he's actually swinging key, and also the key of the basses, and also timing per bar. You might be going, well, have I ever heard that before? What's that? Sounds a bit familiar. Well, the Orb, very much part of the whole KLF, sort of an offshoot of the KLF family, decided to obviously take that track and actually use it in one of their tracks. So I will now play you Little Fluffy Clouds, which is also sampling people like Ennio Morricone, which is the man with the harmonica, which is also Ricky Lee for the actual voices. There's all kinds of things in there. Before I go into that, I'll talk about how Reich has influenced other people. You've got people like Sonic Youth, obviously performing his works, but there's been a lot of interest in that whole sort of serialism approach of actually taking music and taking patterns and doing patterns over time, because of course that's great for a sequencer. It's great for doing that kind of thing with in time stretching, of course. So he's definitely been a big influence in that sort of early on in what became things like talent, cutting things up electronically, time stretching and things like that. So I'm going to play out with the Orb, Little Fluffy Clouds, and you can hear the guitar in the background. And I hope you check out some more of Reich's music. He's got some great work.
They went on forever. We lived in Arizona, and the skies always had little fluffy clouds, and they were long and clear, and there were lots of stars at night. And when it would rain, it would all turn. They were beautiful, the most beautiful skies, as a matter of fact. The sunsets were purple and red and yellow and on fire, and the clouds would catch the colors everywhere. That's it, neat, because I used to look at them all the time. You don't see that, the clouds, little fluffy clouds.
History of Mashups.